Point with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today, I'm beginning an answer to the question, why doesn't Daddy go to church? There are many homes in which the mother is the spiritual leader in the home. It shouldn't be. The father should be the one that takes the spiritual leadership of the home. But the fact remains that there are many homes in which the father professes salvation, but does absolutely nothing to lead his home in spiritual matters. A letter came to me from the wife of such a man. She said, more than anything, I want my sons to become mature Christian men and live completely for Christ. The difficulty in my situation is that my husband claims to be saved, but does not have the desire to lead a Christian life. He rarely reads his Bible, doesn't believe in prayer himself, although he says it may work for others, and would just as soon watch TV as go to church. So how do you teach your children that Christianity is a way of life, and that Christ is at the center of everything we do? There's more in the letter, but this is enough to show the problem. A father who professes faith in Christ, but whose life does not back up his profession. What steps can his wife take in this situation? How can she help her children overcome the negative example that their father sets? All this week, I'm going to focus on the topic as I give some suggestions that wives in this situation can put into practice. Before I get specifically into the matter, though, let me point out that no woman should marry a weak Christian. In the overwhelming majority of cases, wives whose husbands are weak in spiritual matters now overlooked that same weakness when they were going together. Love is not only blind, it's also foolish, and in some cases, just plain dumb. The Bible is quite clear on the matter of separation from close associations with those who are spiritually weak. The familiar passage in 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." In most cases, a professing Christian who does not live for the Lord is unsaved, perhaps self-deceived about his salvation, and a Christian who dates and marries such a person is taking a big chance. But there are other verses also that teach the principle that we should not form close relationships with spiritually weak believers. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 5:11, "If any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such a one, know not to eat." In 2 Thessalonians 3:6, the Bible says, "We command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us." Later in that same chapter, Paul writes, "If any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed." The principle is clear. No Christian should form a close relationship with a backslidden believer. Now, I realize that it's too late to break off the marriage for the woman who wrote the letter that I'm dealing with. But there are some of you today who are in the middle of a dating relationship right now with someone who is spiritually weak. And if you continue that relationship, you're going against the teaching of God's Word. Let me urge you to break it off. Before that relationship leads you into the sorrow of an unhappy marriage, break up with that boy or girl and follow the teaching of God's Word. Let the Lord lead you to a life partner who will walk together with you and the Lord in a sweet, harmonious, unbroken fellowship.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.